Do you want to make a difference in the world?
And see the lives of the people of India and all internationals transformed with the gospel?
As India goes, all Asia will go with.
Living the Dream podcast provides tools for you to pray, give, and go
as you become an active participant in the Great Commission.
And help your church's demographic represent the demographic of your community.
Get ready to find your strategy for reaching your community and changing the world here at Living the Dream podcast with your host, Pastor Kevin.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Kevin, founder and executive director of Global Hope India, and your host for Living the Dream podcast. This is where the church gathers to mobilize in order to effectively reach the community and change the world, including all the foreign-born internationals moving into our communities. I interview today's top church leaders from around the world so we can learn all we can about reaching internationals with the gospel and partnering with them in the Great Commission. It's time the church has this conversation and gets comfortable with the fact that God has brought the foreign mission field right next door. In fact, if you haven't checked out the free resources page my team has put together at globalhopeindia.org in a while, I strongly encourage you to do so. We are building and scaling that section with brand new content. Everything you need in order to determine if your church's demographics are representing the demographics in your community. You'll find practical articles and resources to help your church have an identifiable and measurable strategy for reaching internationals. You'll see how to assess, empower, and measure success. You'll find a wide variety of tools and resources we have compiled from the brilliant insights shared by our very generous guest. Just go to globalhopeindia.org/resources for more tools for your success. Before we start with today's episode, let me introduce you to Joe Woolworth of Relevant Media Solutions. And let me share additional context with you about why I'm so over the moon excited about this podcast. In fact, when Joe and I connected, I said, finally, someone who gets storytelling. Joe, why are you so passionate about storytelling?
From a marketing standpoint, people, it's kind of like a buzzword right now, but it's an ancient truth. The way that our brains work, we want to interpret the world through stories. And helping people tell great stories allows people to be memorable and be remembered so that people can recall that information when they need it later on. It's been a privilege to work with you because you guys have some fantastic stories from over 20 years of ministry in India.
Yeah. So Joe, he is the former communications director at Hope Community Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. There, he was responsible for the communications to tens of thousands of people across multiple campuses that were both inside and outside the USA. Joe is the owner of Podcast Carry, and he has helped Global Hope India with our websites and our podcast. But the thing I really appreciate about him is before he engages any technology, he took time to capture our story. Joe, I just really appreciate how you're helping us take the 20 years of God telling his story through Global Hope India and allowing us to share it with the Living the Dream listeners.
And I'm excited to get to partner up with you on this.
Now, let's jump into today's show. 20 years ago, whenever I went to India, you literally had to take a passport and a visa for India. You had to pack your bags. You had to get on a plane. You had to fly seven or over 8,000 miles into India in order to reach that foreign mission field. Today, internationals are moving into our communities in increasing rates, but it seems that our churches are yet to really engage any identifiable strategy for reaching them. And I believe that we can help.
What was kind of the catalyst for your calling to missions, and especially missions in India?
Full disclosure here, I was born in Western North Carolina, in a very rural area of Western North Carolina. I went to church that was mostly white. And by the grace of God, I really believe that I don't hold any racial tension. I was exposed to it as a child, but I really love all nations and all people. I refuse to be a part of any form of discrimination, whether that would be by race or gender, sexual orientation, or anything. I've now gone to India 50 times, and I've flown over 1,000,000 miles to 27 different countries. And so our heart is not just for the people of India, but we really believe that we can help the local church to have an identifiable strategy to reach all internationals, that what God has shown us about the people of India is transferable to any international people group. And there are millions here in the U.S. I am living the dream. I read in Revelation 7, verses 9 and 10, after these things, I looked and behold a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. That's the dream that I'm working toward, to help the local church to reach every nation, tribe, and tongue.
And now, a story from the mission field.
This boy from Western North Carolina was now going to not only go on a mission trip, his very first mission trip, but to go on an international trip. A lot was foreign as far as the language. The food was radically different. Everything was different. But the common thing that I remember seeing and experiencing was the sense of God's presence. I remember it took the better part of a day to then get back over to an international airport. And we had to wait on trains. We had to wait on the flight. We all go on a mission trip thinking that we're going to do good for the people that we serve. But it was on the plane ride back that I really saw that God had taken me to India to change my life. But once I got on the plane, I opened up my journal to two blank pages. And I remember vividly over on the left side, just drawing the outline of a cross. And I just sat there and I just stared at that cross and I began to write specific things, things like preparing the church bulletin. Back in that day, those were big deals. Making sure everything was ready for children's ministry. Working on the worship lineup. I was the church planting pastor, so I was having to do a lot of different trading off of hats. And so preparing the message and visiting people and just listed as much as I could think of, the Holy Spirit just kept bringing to mind good things that I was investing my time in. And then over on the right side of the journal, I was led to just draw out another cross. And on that, I just wrote across it the presence of God. And it was as if the Holy Spirit just led me to crucify to the cross everything that I thought was valuable, everything that I was investing my time in as a minister of the gospel. And he was leading me just to crucify that to the cross and then to pick up the purpose for living, the purpose for ministry, to pursue the presence of God. And it was a life-changing moment for me. When that plane landed at RDU, I had gone to a whole new school of what ministry looked like, of what worship looked like, what being a Christ follower looked like. And I had a whole new core value. I would be a person that would passionately pursue the presence of God.
Global Hope India empowers the church in India through multiple channels.
One of the most influential methods has proven to be sending individuals on short-term trips to India. During your 10 days in India, you will make a difference, be the hands and feet of Jesus, and see the lives of Indian internationals transformed by the gospel. We have opportunities in children's ministry, women's ministry, job training, medical missions, and more. Experience a life-changing adventure. If you're looking to make an impact, India is the place, and GHI is the opportunity. See our trips at globalhopeindia.org/.
And I really feel like I died on the way back to a lot of the false beliefs that I had about how to measure success in ministry. And I really sold out to a person that would derive the success of ministry by just pursuing the presence of God. It was really a life-changing experience.
Now, Pastor Kay, you mentioned that you grew up in rural North Carolina. What was it like in elementary school, for example, for you growing up?
I went to Sunshine Elementary School, and Sunshine's in a very rural community in Rutherford County. They're in the western part of North Carolina. Sunshine literally has a two-sided sign where you welcome the sunshine and you're leaving the sunshine all on the same sign. And so we joke that we still have never had a traffic light. We have very few stop signs, but there is an elementary school there. And I was very blessed to be raised there in Sunshine and to go to Sunshine Elementary School.
And were there any international students where you grew up?
Absolutely not. It was an all-white school at that time in an all-white community. No internationals. 21 years ago, when God took me to India, I honestly did not know even one single Asian Indian living in North Carolina. I knew some Cherokee Indians, but none were Asian Indians. 21 years ago, if you said Indians, most people would relate that to Cherokee Indians. But today, if you say Indians, everyone's going to know that you're talking about people born in India who have now moved to the USA. India has 1.3 billion people living in India, but there are millions of people who were born in India now living in the USA. 21 years ago, if you wanted to reach internationals from India, you would have to get a passport, take an Indian visa, get your vaccines, pack your bags, and fly 8,733 miles to the other side of the world in order to reach them. In 1998, I made my first trip to India, and God just planted part of my heart there in the soil of India. And I look back, and it is as if He literally surgically opened up my heart and just put part of His love for the people of India into my heart. It makes no sense. I mean, literally, I was raised by a broken, dysfunctional family. And when I was 12 years old, my parents divorced and our family of six literally broke in half. We were poor, but somehow God redeemed that. God saved me and called me to His plan for my life. And now that has included working to reach the beautiful people of India over the last 20 years.
So what was that first trip like?
So during the first trip, I just remember, you know, we go on a mission trip hoping that we can do some good and that we can have an impact on people. And obviously that happened, but the greater memory was just the sense that God had used India and me, taken me over to the other side of the planet to really change my life. I saw a church in India that did not have the technology that the churches in the U.S. had. The pastor did not have the education of the pastors in the U.S., and they lacked pretty much every resource that you could imagine except for the presence of God. Right. And yet, because that's all they had, there was much higher value on the presence of God. And when someone came into church with a fever, they prayed. There wasn't a 911 system. There wasn't hospitals. And so the resource that they ran to over and over and over was the presence of God. And He showed up and miracles were happening and people were coming to know Christ.
And that was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So a lot's happened in 20 years.
Yes.
Global Hope India was born.
Yes.
A lot's been going on. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot has changed over the last 20 years. Now our urban areas have developed academically and professionally, and more Indians have been moving into all areas of our community. Now you don't have to fly 8,733 miles away in order to reach Indians. You literally just have to walk right across the road or right across the office, or into the marketplace. India has 1.3 billion people living in the soil of India, but there are millions of Indians living now in the USA.
Know your numbers. Maybe you've seen the show Shark Tank, and you've seen the business owners come in to pitch to the sharks and explain why they're the right person to execute the vision for their business. Well, we believe that you are the right person to execute the vision for your church, and you need to know your numbers.
Here's the breakdown of religions of faith within the 4.6 billion Asians. Of that, 25% identify themselves as Hindu. 24% identify themselves as Muslim. 21% are not even affiliated with any group. But then you have 12% identifying themselves as Buddhist. 9% that identify themselves as a folk religion, very local religion, or an ancestral religion, and then 7% that identify themselves as Christian. So what we can see real quickly of the 4.6 billion Asians, a quarter of them say that they're Hindu, another quarter say that they are Muslim, only 7% identify as Christian. Something to think about. Know your numbers.
And so let's just talk about, like, in the triangle, for example, which is where we are right now. What are some of the numbers about the increase of internationals in our area?
Yeah. So I can remember even 15 years ago where the Hispanic population would be the minority in most of our communities. But now Indians are quickly becoming one of the largest minorities in our community. Even here locally, there's 1,000 students from India that are in the engineering program at NC State University. People from India are serving even in our local governments. I have a good friend that is a councilman on the town of Mooresville Council.
Right.
People from India are paying cash for homes all around the Triangle area. They are owning businesses here. They are employed by major companies. There are whole apartment communities that are made up mostly of people of India. Indian friends, they're in all walks of life. Locally, we have the Triangle Cricket Association that has over 100 teams involving more than 1,500 Indian male adult players right here locally.
So I know that our area here, the Research Park Triangle, Mooresville, Cary, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, we have a large percentage of Indians in our community, but I know we're not the only community in the U.S. that's seeing a large growth in the Indian community.
Right. So definitely North Carolina is one of the areas that has a healthy population of Indians, but so does Houston, Texas, New York, New Jersey, San Francisco, even Melbourne, Florida. There's a lot of groups and pockets of Indians. But one of the things that I hope our listeners will capture is that Indians are a large portion of the Asian population, but the Asian population is much greater than even the numbers of Indians that we're talking about. Yeah. And so our heart is not just for the people of India, but we really believe that we can help the local church to have an identifiable strategy to reach all internationals, that what God has shown us about the people of India is transferable to any international people group. And there are millions here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's an exciting time and a time to really evaluate the strategy that a lot of churches have had for a long time with how the world is shrinking and world travel is becoming easier. And the melting pot is becoming much more of a melting pot.
Yeah.
And I think all that just represents an amazing opportunity.
You know, here in 2019, unfortunately, our nation is gripped with a lot of tension, experiencing a lot of racial tension and a lot of tension about immigration. And, you know, I don't really care where we are on which side of the debate we're on. The call has been clearly given to the local church to reach its community. And so we have an assignment by the person that we are following to go ye therefore. And by all means, Global Hope India facilitates mission trips to India, and we will continue to do so because I think it's very strategic. As you'll see the identifiable strategy to reach internationals, you're going to see that one of our points is to equip your people to be able to say, I have been there. That is powerful in reaching internationals. So we will continue to take trips. But the day has come when you do not need to take an Indian visa and get on a flight and fly 8,000 plus miles away in order to reach internationals. Right. You just got to walk across the road or across your office cubicle and just be a person of intentionality to build a friendship with them for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I found most exciting when you talked to me about starting a podcast was I haven't heard of anybody saying, here's resources, local church, church leaders, to help your city's demographic match your church's demographic.
Yeah.
What are the steps? What are the practical steps that you can take?
I am so excited about our future podcast because in one of our episodes, we're just going to talk about diversity. And it's not rocket science, but most of our churches measure their diversity between the mix of blacks and whites. And that's a very healthy thing for the church to get there.
Right.
But we now need to enter into measuring diversity, not just between blacks and whites, but between all faces of every nation that is in our community.
Yeah.
And if our community is mostly Hispanic, then we need to be reaching that. And if our community is filling up with internationals, then we need to be strategic about reaching our international friends as well.
Yeah.
And so one of our episodes is just going to be dedicated to tools to measure the diversity in your community so that you know what you'll be able to then compare that to the diversity in your congregation and see how well you're hitting the mark.
Right.
Most of our churches are going to be able to say they have some room to grow, and we're going to be able to help with practical tools and suggestions.
So what are some more of the practical ways or what ways that churches or church leaders can be a part of the solution?
Let's just be clear about the opportunity in front of us. We are called as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to resemble the church shown in Revelation 7, 9, and 10. Every tongue, every nation, every tribe. And so if our church is not yet resembling that, then we have room to grow. God is bringing the foreign mission field to us. And God forbid that we arrive in heaven without all of these internationals with us. Global Hope India is poised with 20 years of experience to help any local church to develop an identifiable and strategic strategy for reaching internationals. I'm excited about future episodes where we are going to talk about practical steps that a church can do to be effective in reaching internationals. International community is not looking for the American church to adapt to its culture back home. They are wanting the American church to take on the face of the people that they represent. Mm. And we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk to internationals. I'm gonna bring in friends that have moved into the US, and we're just going to really drill down on their sense of loneliness and how the church can be involved. We're gonna also talk to church leaders and just look at this struggle, look at the opportunity and how we can begin to make a difference. I'm really excited to be able to offer practical tools and resources, not to just point out the need, but to really be a part of equipping the church to be effective and fruitful in reaching the internationals around us. Every church in the U.S., I assume, has in it a desire to reach its community in order to change the world.
Yeah.
But you got to know your community. The community has shifted in its demographics, but the church hasn't necessarily yet shifted with it. Local government is making a shift, schools are making a shift, the marketplace making a shift, but you don't necessarily see the same rate of the shift in the local church.
Yeah.
And so we want to help our leaders to address that. For instance, one of the things that an international person visiting your church is looking for is the face of their people.
Yeah.
And so we probably at this point in 2019 have known churches that have shifted from being an all-white church to being a mix of black and whites. And in order to do so, they began to put African-Americans on the platform and on their welcome team and in their parking team. And
on their staff.
Yeah, on their staff. Those have been very strategic movements that local churches in the U.S. have done to create the diversity of blacks and whites. And I applaud that. That is awesome. But now we need to be sensitive to putting the face of India in the face of Korea in the face of Vietnam and any face that we see represented. We're really going to look at a definition of diversity, of just defining diversity by the faces in the community.
Yeah.
And not just having diversity defined by black and white or male and female, but having it defined by what are the faces in our community and does our church represent those faces? And so just having a strategy, do the really quick research and you find you have a large international population or a growing international population in your community. What are the faces of that community? Yeah. Then assess, is there people already in my church that I can go to and ask for their help? Leverage the internationals already in my congregation to be a part of the solution. The sole focus of this podcast is equipping church leaders all across the U.S. with an identifiable strategy for reaching internationals, how to inventory the internationals in our community and measure that with the internationals already in our church, how to welcome internationals, showing you the need for internationals in order to reach internationals, how you can empower the internationals already attending and worshiping in your church to help you reach and continue to give you an invitation to actually go abroad with Global Hope India so that you are empowering your people to come back and be able to say, hey, I've been there. In 1972, Dr. Billy Graham, the late Dr. Billy Graham, did a crusade in Kohima, Nagaland, India.
She has 1/6 of the world's population. 1 out of every 6 people in the world is an Indian. Her masses are now restless. They're questing and searching for spiritual and economic answers to their age-old problems. As India goes, all Asia will go with her.
He said, as India goes, all of Asia will go with her. That captured my mind to just see his experience and wisdom in that, that if we can reach India, India has 1.3 billion people, that Dr. Billy Graham said, as 1.3 billion people, all of Asia will go with her. Well, guess how many we're talking about now? Today in 2019, there are 4.6 billion people who call Asian countries home. And so Dr. Billy Graham in 1972 said, as 1.3 billion people in India go, then all of 4.6 billion people in Asia will go with her. And so the local church's strategy, God's brought India to us, Asians to us. And if we can reach them with the gospel and they take it to their people, then we can literally change the world. We exist to reach our communities, to change the world. And this is one of the Holy Spirit's strategy to do that.
We want to hear from you. We've set up a dedicated phone line to record your 3-minute story at 817-66-DREAM. That's 817-66-DREAM. Do you have a story of a foreign-born international that found Christ as a result of coming to the USA, who is now making Christ known? We want to know. Call 817-66-DREAM and leave your message. If we pick your message, we will send you and them a free Living the Dream t-shirt. Check it out on our website. Again, that's 817-66-DREAM.
Thank you for listening to the Living the Dream podcast, empowering and equipping church staff with an identifiable and measurable strategy for reaching internationals and changing the world. You can help us live the dream by liking, commenting, subscribing to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can find more resources to empower and equip your church staff at globalhopeindia.org/resources. That's globalhopeindia.org/resources.